thought that was your voice. I thought that was my car. No, we ain't never met before, but I know who you are. You're living in my house, and I'm living in a tent. Don't laugh, this second job of mine is paying both our rents. You're out here buying Happy Meals, and I'm eating rice and pintos. You so much as crack a smile at me, man, I come through this here window. Well, you took my wife, and you took my kids, and you took the life that I used to live. My pride, the pool, the boat, my tools, my dreams, the dog, the cat. Yeah, I think that's just about everything. Almost forgot. Do you want fries with that? Your ketchup's in the bag, a check is in the mail. I hope your chicken's raw inside, and I hope your bun is stale. I'm supposed to tell you, please come back, but how about this instead? I hope you both choke on a pickle, and that would tickle me to death. I don't know what you're waiting on, you're holding up the line. Oh man, you ain't got no change coming back. Are you out of your mind? Well, you took my wife, and you took my kids, and you took the life that I used to live. My pride, the pool, the boat, my tools, my dreams, the dog, the cat. Yeah, reckon that's about all. Do you want fries with that? Well, you took my wife, and you took my kids, and you stole the life that I used to live. My pride, the pool, the boat, my tools, my dreams, the dog, the cat. Yeah, I think that covers it. You want fries with that? Here's your nuggets. Don't you laugh at me.
Okay, that was Russ. I'll go first. Russ, I thought this was a hilarious song. I've never heard it before, but I particularly liked the end when you said
I love this song. Yeah. So fun.
I really enjoyed that.
Nuggets.
Would you like fries with that? Man, what a funny song. I really loved your speaking parts. You always have really good acting skills, obviously. I'm sounding so dumb right now. I really loved that. I thought it sounded a little bit messy sometimes in the choruses. I think it was because the background voices were very country twangish. Like, they did a lot of scooping, but you didn't, so it clashed. And your mic was peaking, I think.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if maybe...
I didn't hear that. I don't know. That
really?
I was wondering if...
It might be my one ear. I don't know.
Something. What? But then Aiden said she heard it too, so I was like, all right.
How did we both hear it?
I don't know.
I definitely heard a lot of peaking.
It's probably me.
It's just throwing me because people that don't hardly ever have problems with their mic are having problems with their mic tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, I'm like second guessing my ears.
I know, me too.
So yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I mostly enjoyed this. I think if it just wasn't messy in the choruses, I really would have liked this a lot more. But mm-hmm. it wasn't bad. Yeah. So what do you think, Rochelle?
Yeah, I like this song a lot. I like this song for you. I like Russ on Country.
Me too.
This song got me excited for Linstar. I love this type of country music. I think it's so funny. Someone took Russ's wife. I don't know. I feel really bad for him. Like,
you know, someone didn't really take his wife.
Yes, I know. Sounds funny, but because I'm tired, it didn't come across very well. Yeah, I thought your energy was really good on this. Like, I liked your speaking lines. It was really great. Let's see. I think that was all I wanted to say. I think this was a good fit for your voice. I think Russ is really good at country. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it, like, works for his voice. And, like, it's kind of surprising. You don't expect it. And then he's really good at it.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think, Faded?
Yeah, I liked your twang and your emotion on this a lot. Your first, "Do You Want Fries With That?" I loved the emotion on that. It was really funny. I heard a lot of peeking. I wrote a note about that. But that might just be our computers being strange.
Yeah.
I thought...
No, it's really probably not. It's probably me.
Okay. I agree about it sounding messy at times, and I felt like the backup vocals were distracting a lot of the time, and I thought it was because they weren't synced up with you for, like, a lot of it. Sometimes you came in early on the chorus.
Yeah, like. Sometimes it sounded like you were rushing a bit.
Yeah, and then it was, like, really distracting because you'd sing, and then, like, half a second later they'd sing, and it was really distracting me. So that's, like, a mixing thing, most likely. And, yeah, I also agree that you just, the backup vocals just didn't mix with your voice very well in general, because they were super country. And you had twang, but, like, you're a different kind of country, if that makes sense.
You're a different kind of country.
There's all kinds of country. We can all join together and be one happy country family. Okay. But not on all songs. Okay. I really liked when you said nuggets. It was funny. And I liked your speaking parts a lot. And that's all my notes. Yay.
Awesome. Good job, Russ. Well done. Next, we have Aria.
Yay! Yay.
Those Georgia stars to shame that night. I said that's a lie. Just a boy in a Chevy truck that had a tendency of getting stuck on back roads at night. And I was right there beside him all summer long. The time we woke up to find that some had gone. But when you think Tim McGraw, I hope you think my favorite song, the one we danced to all night long, the moonlight, the spotlight on the lake. When you think happiness, I hope you think that little black dress. Think of my head on your chest and my own faded blue jeans. When you think Tim McGraw, I hope you think of me. September saw a month of tears and thanking God that you weren't here to see me like that. But in a box beneath my bed is a letter that you never read. Summer's back. It's hard not to find you think that little black dress, think of my head on your chest, and my old faded blue jeans. When you think Tim McGraw, I hope you think of me. And I'm back for the first time since then. I'm standing on your street, and there's a letter left on your doorstep, and the first thing that you read is, when you think Tim McGraw, I hope you think my favorite song. Someday you'll turn your radio on. I hope it takes you back to that place. When you think happiness, I hope you think that little black dress, think of my head on your chest, and my old faded blue jeans. When you think Tim McGraw, I hope you think of me. Those Georgia stars to shame that night. I said that's a lie.
Okay, so that was Aria. Who's first this time? Faded, you go first.
Okay. Hi, Aria. I met her.
Me too.
Yay. I didn't.
Aw. She's cool. Anyways, I love this song. Yay. Okay. Wow, you sound, like, so much more mature than Taylor, which gave this song, like, a whole different feel, which I liked, because it was, like, completely different. I thought your emotion was good, and it was different from the original, I thought, which was, like, risky, but I thought it was a good choice, because I think it worked really well, with your voice. In the original, I feel like she's more, like, wistful and, like, reminiscing and, like, oh, the old days, and then you kind of were more, like, depressed and, like, your heart was heavy, and you were, like, think of me, grrr, take that, roar. Which was good. I liked the key change you did on the first thing that you'll read. I thought that was nice. And I liked that you said... I wrote a note and it said, faded blue jeans. Ha ha, because for a second I heard faded and I was like, what? And then I was like, oh, that's the lyrics.
Oh my gosh.
I was confused. Yeah, I liked this. Again, it was like, I liked it a lot. It wasn't like, it didn't like wow me. I didn't like completely like love it. But I thought it was really good and I liked it a lot. So
you know, guys, I think it's because this round was country. I'm sorry, but it's just not the best genre out there.
Uh-oh. Careful, the Lone Star Judge is right here.
I know, and I'm on the show. They're gonna kick me off.
She's gonna kick you off.
I don't hate country, guys. I don't. I like funny country, happy country. I hate depressing songs.
Oh, and... I love depressing country. I think it's so pretty.
Okay, some of it is pretty, but some of it's just annoying to me. But yeah,
a good depressing country song is good every now and then.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have anything else to say, Faded?
No, I'm done.
Okay. Aria, I have never heard this song, so that was probably good since apparently you changed the tone. But I liked it. I thought it fit nicely. Sometimes your voice went a little bit too deep, I thought, in your throat. And a couple notes here and there were just slightly... not off, but strange, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But those were the only notes I had. I just laid back and enjoyed this. It was pretty.
Yeah.
What did you think, Rochelle?
I really liked this a lot. This is one of my favorite Taylor Swift songs, actually. It was one of the first ones of hers.
It's the first song I've ever heard. CD.
Yeah, and it was just, I just think it's cute. And I thought that Aria made it more mature. I agree with Vita. It felt a little vibrato heavy to me.
Sometimes,
on some of your, like, held out notes, you had, like, a lot of vibrato, and I feel like you don't need that so much on a song like this. I think it sounds a little bit better, like, a little smoother. But it wasn't, like, your vibrato wasn't bad by any sort of way. You have, like, such a beautiful tone, and, like, you do such a good job of capturing emotion, and I think you captured a really different kind of emotion than what the song, like, the original has. Mm-hmm. But I really liked it, and I liked that it was, like, your own, and that you made it, like, Aria singing about, like, this subject matter. So I really thought this was pretty. Yeah. I really liked it. I didn't have much, like, else to say. I don't know.
Yeah, me either.
Just really enjoyable.
I liked it because it wasn't like she just, like, ignored the original emotion. It was like she, like, made a conscious choice to, like, do something different with it.
Yeah, like, she built off of it.
Yeah.
She, like, took it. This is what I'm going to do.
But I thought it was nice. So, very nice job, Aria.
Yay.
Yep.
Next, we have Valkyrie Celeste.
Valkyrie. Yes.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I marched myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day. Well, word gets around in a small, small town. They said he was a dangerous man. But Mama was proud and she stood her ground. She knew she was on the losing end. Some folks whispered, some folks talked, but everybody looked the other way. When time ran out, there was no one about on Independence Day. Let freedom ring, let the white dove sing, let the whole world know that today is the day of a reckoning. That 4th of July, by the time that the firemen come, they put out the flames and took down some names and took me to the county home. Now I ain't saying it's right or it's wrong, but maybe it's the only way. Talk about your revolution, it's Independence Day. Let the guilt
Okay, so that was Valkyrie Celeste. So, since she always critiques Rochelle on the... I'm going to have Rochelle critique Valk first.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's always so weird to critique.
Took me a while to formulate that thought, guys. I'm really tired.
It came out eventually.
Slowly but surely.
It's always weird to critique you on singing, because, like, critiquing you on acting is one thing, because, like, I don't know, we don't judge acting together, but we judge singing together. So it's weird when... I think this is the first time I've actually judged you on singing. Now that really? I think about it.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa.
She's judged you plenty.
Crazy.
Because I did Lone Star with her, and I judged... I haven't judged any other singing show. Like, I haven't judged a singing show without her. This is the first singing show I've judged without Val.
Aww.
I believe. Yeah. But, yeah. Val, there were things about this that I really liked and things about this that I didn't like so much. You were really peaky, first of all. Like, your mic was really peaky for me.
With peaking, people.
I know. I know. And I thought you could have had a little bit more energy at some parts. I wish you had, like, built it a little bit more, because, like, I feel like the song gets more and more powerful as it goes on, and I felt like you didn't do that as much. On some of your transitions in the chorus, you had some, like, voice cracky moments. And it felt like it was, like, a little bit of a stress, but whatever. A little bit of a stretch for you, just like a tiny bit in the chorus. Like when you switched to your head voice, which is like really pretty, it sounded like you were pushing it just a little bit. But I really liked your verses a lot. Like, I thought your verses were really nice. And when your voice didn't crack, I liked when you were up in your head voice, because, like, it's really pretty sounding. And I thought that, like, at the beginning you had a lot of emotion. Like, I think your emotion was there. I just wish you had, like, pushed your emotion even further. But yeah, I think that's all I have.
What do you have, Faded?
I have similar notes. Valk, I love, love, love your lower register, which I've told you many times. Your head voice is pretty too, but I love your lower register. I felt like every once in a while you got a little too soft. Like, I know you were trying to have, like, emotion and, like, levels in your voice, but I think you got a little too soft on certain words sometimes, and, like, part of the word wasn't audible anymore, which is weird. I didn't write down any specific examples, but it was like I missed, like, the first syllable of a word, you know, or something like that, which was kind of weird for me. But I think you were trying to add emotion to it. When you went into your head voice, it started to get a little iffy at times. I felt like when you went into your head voice, you lost a lot of power in the song. And, like, this is a song that's like, power, roar, powerful. And so to lose that power in the chorus is, like, not good. But I mean... I didn't dislike this. I just felt like your chorus, like Rach said, was a little strainy. And when you said, "Well, she lit up the sky that 4th of July," that line, it sounded a little off to me, like both pitch-wise and timing-wise a little. Or maybe it was just one or the other and it sounded like both to me, but yeah. So, yeah. But I loved your lower register parts a lot. And yes, those are my notes.
Okay. I also really love your lower register. I thought your verses were nice. I liked your emotion, but I also agree that sometimes it could have used more in certain places. I thought you started off the song, that very first line, really strong. So it didn't really leave room to build, like the others said. So, I don't know, maybe just start a little bit softer. I had the same notes about the choruses. I just don't think this was a good song for you because you can't really make it lower because it's too low. You can't make it higher because it's too high. So this song is really just meant for someone with a pretty big range. I can't sing this song. I won't even try. There was just a lot of cracking, which I think was also kind of because you were really trying to get the emotion in those choruses, so you were pushing it, which caused the cracking. So, I mean, you get one thing, you lose something else, you know? So mm-hmm. you just have to be careful about that. But yeah, that's really all I had. You guys have anything else to say?
Nope.
Okay. Next up is Audrey Go Lightly 13 that I've decided to just call Audrey.
Audrey!